Hope everybody is doing their best right now as we're going through this crazy time in our world. I'm Tony Bruschi, host of Real Ghost Stories Online. Wanted to invite you and let you know about our other brand new podcast that we just launched, Help Kill the Time for You. It's called The Dark Side of Wikipedia. It's about true crime and dark history. We dive into some of the strangest, most disturbed minds and experiences from our history and examine their story, their Wikipedia entry, and then discuss the cases, the individuals, and the psychology of the events as we go through each and every story. Some of our first episodes include Ed Gein, the BTK killer, the New London school explosion, Amityville murders, Richard Speck, Amelia Dyer, the General Slocum disaster, Jeffrey Dahmer, and more. New episodes every single week. Check out Dark Side of Wikipedia. Search it. Subscribe wherever you download podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and more. It's available now with new episodes every single week. Dark Side of Wikipedia. Search and subscribe today and stay safe out there. Today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online is brought to you by Etitude Sheets. They're soft as silk, breathable as linen, but at the price of cotton, you're going to love them. And right now, you guys can get 20% off their sheet set and free shipping. Just text GHOST to 64000. The only way to get 20% off your set of Etitude Sheets and free shipping is to text GHOST to 64000. That's GHOST to 64000.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown. Possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, it is. And 855-853-4802 is our phone number to call in your real ghost story 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Heck, right when it happens, pick up the phone. Who are you going to call? Us. And share your real ghost story. We'd love to hear it. Or you can write in as well at realghoststoriesonline.com. This is a program that is primarily supported by you guys. All right. And in exchange for your support, we give you a lot of extras. Always trying to come up with new ways to give you extras. You get an EPP bonus episode. That's an extra podcast person bonus episode every week. You get advanced access to our regular episodes, all commercial free. You get the ebook, our best-selling book, Real Ghost Stories, Haunting Encounters Told by Real People, which is like $15 if you want to buy it online, wherever books are sold. And our audiobook too. Again, you can get it on Audible or wherever you want for about $15, or you can get it all for $5 when you sign up to be an EPP, an extra podcast person, at ghostpodcast.com or through Patreon and the Patreon app. Gotta love that. Super easy to use. Patreon.com/realghoststories to support the program. Today, Tony, Carol Hughes with you. And how are you today, Carol?
I'm good, Tony.
I am. Feel like the infomercial is done now, so we can
exactly. And I every time you do that, I feel like I've got nothing to offer.
Like, but wait, you're giving
there's everybody
more.
All this stuff, and then I'm like, hey, like I don't have anything.
Carol's gonna give you a lock of her dog's hair.
I don't have a book or anything, yeah. Like, but I'm kind and stuff.
Carol likes animals. If you like animals, you'll become an EPP. If you don't become an EPP, it means you hate animals. So how about that? Something horrible. It's like, you're not going to shame me into supporting your program.
Yeah, so still you're giving away books and all this stuff. And I'm like, if you hate animals, you're not an EPP. I don't know. I think I said that backwards.
Yeah, I think it's the other way around. But yeah. So
but anyway. Maybe sometime you'll give me something like, you can have this part, Carol. You're like, okay. Thanks, Tony. I'll say that part.
I'll just give you like a word in a sentence. Okay, and here's you're going to say the word and. It'll just be very bizarre.
And what else?
Yeah, and that's it.
And what else, Tony?
That's all we got. So yeah, there you go.
So I got nothing to offer anybody. But yeah, I'm kind and I like animals. So that's all I have.
This
I'm
is
dependable.
She's kind. She likes animals and she's single.
That's a whole nother podcast.
That's a different podcast. Yeah. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to our first call of the day. Hi.
Hey, guys. This is Annie from Florida. I was calling to tell you my story about a house that me and my wife used to live in 2011, 2012. When we moved in, nothing really strange happened. Everything was fine, you know, as we were living in the house. There was one night though, I was tired and I decided to go to bed. And my wife was sitting in the living room. Now, to kind of give you some information about how the house was laid out, the garage of the house, it was a three bedroom house. The garage was laid, like, used to be the garage, got turned into the living room. And so the living room had a doorway to the kitchen area, which was where the laundry, like washer and dryer, was situated, kind of off to the side. And then there was the kitchen. And so my wife was sitting in the living room watching TV as I had gone to bed. And she all of a sudden heard dishes, like I was in the kitchen doing dishes, even after I had said that I had gone to bed. So we have a cat, and we had her at the time. And so the cat kind of perked up and looked around the corner to, you know, looking into the doorway into the kitchen and was kind of staring. Well, she jumped off, I guess, the couch with my wife and went in there and stood at the doorway and was looking into the kitchen. And so my wife thought basically that I was in the kitchen doing dishes. She said she heard the dishes clinking around in the sink. She heard the water running. So she was about to get up to tell me, I thought you were going to bed. Why are you doing the dishes? So as she stood up and she looked into the kitchen, it was still dark. I was not in there. And she was still hearing the sounds of water running and the dishes clinking together like someone was in the kitchen doing dishes. And she said that freaked her out pretty bad. And as she walked into the kitchen to, I guess, investigate further, because the cat was also still standing there, everything stopped. The sounds just completely stopped. So that was the first weird experience in the house. The second experience that we had was we had come home one day, and I think it was a Saturday, and we were out doing errands. We had come home, and she goes to use the bathroom in our bedroom area. So she walks into the bathroom, she comes back out, and she says, you know, did you use the bathroom earlier or go in there? And I was like, no. And she said, okay. She said, the stopper is down, and the sink is full of hot water, which it was. And I went in there and looked, and I was like, what the heck? And she said, you know, she's like, are you sure you didn't come in here and like wash your face or something? I was like, no. And we had been gone at least a couple hours out of the house. And that water was steaming hot. Like someone had just put water into the sink, put the stopper down, put water into the sink, and was about to wash their face or something. It was still hot. So that was the second weird experience. That definitely creeped me out because I'm like, you know, how did this happen? And you can't wrap your head around it. So the third thing that was really weird as we were living in the house, and nothing bad ever happened to us. But we always used to smell. There would be these smells that would just pop up out of nowhere and stay for about 1 to 2 minutes. and then just disappear. Like, we used to smell cigarette smoke. Neither of us smoke. And it'd be there for a second, and then it'd be gone. And then another smell that we would smell just randomly would be, like, the smell of someone making toast with jelly on it. And, you know, you could smell the sweetness of the jelly and, like, the toast in the toaster. And then it happened for, you know, a minute or two, and then it'd be gone. And so we used to just smell random smells. And then also, the weird thing about this house is that it was like, in the neighborhood, it was butted up next to a cemetery. So it's a pretty big cemetery. Not an old cemetery. I mean, people are still buried there every day. But in our backyard, as we were putting a pool in, not necessarily a pool, like an above ground pool, we were setting it up and everything. We had to dig up, there was like a bush in the back. And so we had to kind of dig that up. Well, we found this woman's shoe. It was like a woman's heel. And it was like underneath the bush, kind of attached, I guess. It had been out there for a while, and the roots kind of started to go around the shoe. But that definitely creeps me out because you don't find just a random shoe in your backyard every day. And so I kind of started, at that point, I started to do research on the house, and I was never able to find anything. There was also one night when my parents come over, and my parents are avid ghost hunters. They love to do that stuff. And they came over, and Dad started taking pictures, you know, with his digital camera and everything. We didn't catch any EVPs, no voices. We've really never heard any voices in the house. But he did catch quite a couple orbs on his pictures. So just, you know, random blue and green and white orbs. Very weird. So those are my experiences in the house that we lived in, like I said, about 2011, 2012. And when we finally moved out of that house, we definitely told whatever it was there that they didn't need to go with us, that they needed to stay here. Because at that point, we were moving out and moving into my mother-in-law's house. And so we're like, you know, you can stay here. You don't need to go with us. You know, it's been nice having you in the house. And so that's my story. That's the extent of my story and our experience in that house. Thank you for listening. And I love your guys' podcast. It gets me to and from work every day with my 45-minute drive one way. So, y'all guys, have a good day. Bye.
Thanks for sharing that experience with us. Back to the conversation in just a moment. First, I need to thank our supporter today, Attitude Sheets. These guys have a great offer for you, including 20% off a sheet set. We'll talk about that in a moment. But first, I got to ask you, how have you been sleeping at night? Me? I toss and turn. That's how I am. I'm a very light sleeper. If I'm super comfortable, I sleep well. But getting me to that super comfortable state, it tends to take a long time, if not impossible, many nights. With Attitude Sheets, though, I get there. I get there early, and I get there feeling comfortable, and I get a great night's sleep. These sheets have really changed. I don't want to be over dramatic, but it has somewhat changed my life. I'm more rested. I'm more comfortable, so I can get up in the morning and I'm less tired. It really, you know, once you get a good night's sleep, it makes a huge difference. If you want to get the best sleep of your life, you've got to try Attitude Sheets, okay? Feathery soft. I don't know any better way to describe these sheets other than sometimes, you know, if you've been in bed for a really long time, eventually, like to me, it was always like when you get up, it's super, you know, early in the morning and you have to get up. That's the time your bed feels the best. It's like, oh, I wish my bed felt like this, like right when I got in it. Why did it take till now when my alarm is raging in my ear? Attitude Sheets give you that feathery, soft, super comfortable feel immediately. Yes. That's what I love about him. We're starting to get into spring. We're starting to get in, you know, summer is just around the corner. Having breathable sheets is very important. These sheets, the Etitude sheets, they're organic, clean bamboo. So they're extremely breathable. Regulates your temperature to improve your quality of sleep. Huh? How about that for a sheet? That on top of how soft they are and just how comfortable they are immediately. We love them. We love our sheets. We got the duvet cover as well. Both are just wonderful. Want to try Etitude for yourself? These amazing sheets have a 30-day risk-free trial. If you're not fully satisfied, you can return your sheets for a full refund. They even cover shipping on returns. You have nothing to lose. Etitude sheets, they're soft as silk, breathable as linen, but at the price of cotton, you're going to love them. And right now, you guys, our listeners, will get 20% off their sheet set and free shipping. Just text GHOST to 64000. The only way to get 20% off your set of Etitude sheets and free shipping is to text GHOST to 64000. That's GHOST. To 64000. Now, back to the conversation.
I thought that was a great story. I thought the creepiest part was the shoe.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's interesting that the ghost would be doing dishes or, like, running hot water, like, or making toast, smoking cigarettes. Like, all of those things aren't really threatening.
Yeah.
But if I had found the shoe, that's what would have freaked me out. And I don't know why, because as soon as she said that about the shoe, it just gave me chills.
There's
something about that. I think just creepy.
Anytime, anywhere, you come across a random shoe
that's buried,
it's weird. You know, especially like one shoe, too. You know, it's sometimes like you see like a pair of shoes. It's like, oh, somebody threw their pair of shoes out. But just like one shoe. Nobody just loses like one shoe unless they're trying to get away from something.
Yeah.
It just leaves you with more questions than answers. And it's just, it's creepy.
And I know what she means about that cigarette smoke. That's happened to me a lot.
Yeah.
Like just randomly where I work. It'll happen to me there. Just randomly, I smell cigarette smoke really strong. And I shouldn't be smelling cigarette smoke.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something that's happened to me over the years. And I don't know. That seems to me like, I don't know, maybe it's happened to me enough that it doesn't scare me at all. But it's just this weird, why am I smelling cigarette smoke? Because it's such a distinctive smell, especially to someone who doesn't smoke.
Sure.
And so I think the smells, and like that's a real distinct smell, the toast with jelly. Like that's a very distinct smell.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one of those things when you're sitting there thinking about a million other things, the last thing you're thinking about is toast and jelly, and then you start smelling it.
Yeah.
There's something more there.
There's certainly, exactly. And especially things like that are so distinct, you just know what they are. They're not.
The sound of somebody doing dishes is very distinct.
Yeah. And you know, years ago.
And you would be thinking, what the hell? She went to bed. Why is she doing dishes?
And years ago, like the smoke one, you could have written that off as, well, I'm near someone who's smoking, because it was so prevalent. And it was all the time you were running into that. But now it's such a sparse thing. I mean, sure, there's still smokers, but it's nowhere near the level it was years ago. And now it's a standout thing when you smell it. Like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize,
If you're in your house and nobody smokes in your house.
Yeah. Or my favorite is when it's not just the cigarette, but it's like a pipe tobacco. And if you know the difference, you know the difference. And there's no confusing the two. And it's just like, holy shit. Like, whoa, where is that coming from? And how many people smoke pipes? I don't think that's a very large percentage. Than to randomly be coming across that. I've had that at an antique store a time or two, where it wasn't an object that was smelling like it, because I'd be in one part of the store, not smell it whatsoever, go back to that same part of the store, and all of a sudden there's a just harsh, like somebody's like just sitting there on a pipe right next to you, and there's nobody there.
See, once again, why I don't want to buy anything from an antique store.
Exactly. But we had
because of that. I would buy the thing that would randomly emit pipe smoke.
Yeah. We had
creepy times, middle of the night, there's the pipe smoke.
The show just reinforces that for you. So Jen had a thing earlier in the day with a story. She has a thing where there's a lot of horror movies she refuses to watch. And it's kind of a superstition. It's kind of a I'm scared type thing where, you know, some of them are very much based on true stories. Some of them get really into kind of demonic type stuff. And she's like, I don't want that. I don't want to watch that in my house just in case it opens a door or something. And I'm always like, it's a movie. Yes, it's based on stuff, but it's not going to do anything. And then we had a story earlier today where someone was like watching The Omen and then all this shit started happening in their house only when they were watching the movie. And it's like, this just reinforced your belief, didn't it? It's like, yep. Like, okay. Well, I guess I'm not watching.
She's never going to watch The Omen.
Not watching The Conjuring 2 anytime in my house. So let's go to another caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name's Brett Jones. I'm calling from Cincinnati, Ohio. My story started back when I was just turned 3 years old. That would have been 1969. Actually, November, December of 1969 is around the time this happened. And it stretched out through years. I mean, events that happened afterwards, but back then I was just too young to understand what was going on. Well, I was 3 years old. I was staying over at my grandma and grandpa's. And they had a shotgun house, a shot in the front door, went out the back door. That type of house, old house. They built it back in the 30s or 20s, sort of around that timeline. And I remember I was standing in the living room, which had a clear shot into the kitchen. And I looked, and there was an old man sitting at the kitchen table facing toward the living room. And he looked at me and gave me this brutish little smile. And I started to smile. I look over to my left. My grandfather was in his favorite chair watching TV, and he looks at me, and he gives me the same brutish smile. And I think it's funny, and I look back where the old man was in the kitchen, and he was gone. Didn't understand it, because like I said, I had just turned 3. So, as the years go by, I started noticing other stuff going on in the house, but I didn't understand it. I was like 6, 7 years old, and my Uncle Jerry's room was upstairs, and my Uncle Jerry is like one of my favorite people in the world. I mean, really bonded with him. And then me and my brother did. And I went and I stood at the bottom of the stairs to see if he was up there. I heard someone messing around, so I went running upstairs to see him. Mm-hmm. And I got up there, and there was no one in his room. And I thought that was very strange. You know, what the heck's going on? But I didn't understand. You know, I was only 7. And it got cold. It got extremely cold. I felt like someone was standing around behind me. So I spun around to look. I spun around to look, and there was no one there. And I got scared. Excuse me. And I didn't know what to think, so I ran downstairs. So years and years go by, and I just totally forgot about this. And here I'm in my late 40s, early 50s, and we're having a talk about the house. And my Aunt Donna brought up the time where she once went into the kitchen at 6 years old, said she saw a strange man standing over in the corner. And she ran out into the living room, told her mom, my grandmother, Mom, there's a strange man in the kitchen standing over in the corner by the stove. And my grandma, very religious, Wesleyan, you know, churchgoer, told her, well, don't talk to him because he'll never go away. So there was something in that house. What, I don't know. You know, but all I knew is when I, years later, a couple of years back, I went to somewhere in the, I can't remember what it's called, the clerk of courts or somewhere like that. And I looked up the history of the house. And it started with my grandfather buying it from his mother, the Fatherland. She bought it from the bank, and the bank took it from somebody back in the late 1800s. Why they took it, I don't know. Did the guy die in there? Because it was under a man's name, and I forget the name. But it's just like, I just felt, I mean, you know, going up to my uncle's room that time, and it got cold. There wasn't air conditioning in this house. The closest thing you could get to air conditioning would be a fan in your window. So, you know, I mean, my grandfather, we got pretty cheap when it came to doing this house. I mean, we didn't use it, put in insulation in the walls. During the wintertime, there would be frost on the walls. It'd be so cold. So, you know, believe me, I had really no understanding of what was going on until the last couple of years. I started putting pieces together. And yeah, my grandmother's house was haunted, my grandma and grandpa's. But, you know, they wouldn't say anything about it. If anybody asked any strange questions, except at one time, I knew there was something bad in that place. Whatever it was, it had scared my aunts and uncles a few times when they were kids. They said they seen eyes in the closets, glowing eyes. Scaring them, you know, running downstairs to sleep with grandma and grandpa because they were just frightened. But, you know, this is just the one experience I had. And it's just something I've never really talked about to many people. But I don't know, maybe you'll use it on your story, on your show. Maybe not, but I just wanted to talk to somebody about it. So thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. Have a good day.
So my question really more than anything is, was he milking goats during that story?
I don't know. I'm like, or moving chairs? Phone call. Does he have demons in the background? That's kind of what it was. Weird. There was some weird sound that kept going on. I don't know what that was.
It almost sounded like he was walking around a restaurant and like moving chairs around and telling the story. Or it could have been milking goats. I'm not like, I don't know.
Or it was just a demon.
We've had that.
You know?
I'm not even kidding. We've had that.
There's two things in that. One is I always am just kind of surprised and a bit baffled by anyone who has a memory at 3 years old. I don't.
Okay.
Like, I really have very few memories before 7.
Okay.
8. So that to me is fascinating that you could remember something at 3. But it really stuck with him. But then the other thing was the grandmother's response. Don't talk to it. What'd she say? Don't
talk to her. It will. You'll never get it to go away. It'll never go away.
Yeah, you'll never get it to go away. So obviously, she wasn't talking to it, but it also wasn't going away. So that wasn't working. But I just think that's so interesting, her response, that if you didn't talk to it, it wouldn't stick around.
And she had some knowledge of it, you know, it seemed, without fully saying, you know, she just knew here's how you handle it. And that means there's some knowledge there of this, or at least of the concept of how to handle a ghost.
And for her, maybe she didn't talk to it, didn't acknowledge it. And she got to a point where it left her alone. And then other people would come in the house, especially kids who could see it.
No.
And then they see it, and she's like, don't talk to it.
Yeah, it's going to make it worse.
Ignore it.
Creepy story. Thank you for sharing that one with us.
It was.
855-853-4802, the phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to this call. Hi.
Hi, Tony and Jenny. This is Shannon from South Carolina. Sending a little message about something that happened this weekend, as a matter of fact. So sometimes on Saturdays, I will take my 11-month-old daughter, and because I work during the week, Monday through Friday, and we'll just drive out. We live in the country, and we'll drive to town and, like, go shopping or whatever. So I was driving on Saturday, and I had my daughter in the back seat, and she was, we had just left our house. Normally she takes a nap while we're driving, and it was about 11:30 a.m. and we had left my husband at the house, and he was going to be doing some yard work, and because we had torrential rains on Friday and in this area of the state, and our driveway had washed away. Our driveway runs over a creek. Anyways, he was doing that work, and I, you know, he didn't have anyone to help him. That's only minorly pertinent to the story. So I was driving and just like a couple miles away from the house and trying to fiddle with my auxiliary cord and my phone while I was driving, which I probably shouldn't be doing, to listen to music. I had just gotten a new cord and I couldn't get it to work. And just out of the blue, in like the totally quiet car, I hear behind me, in, I guess, from the back seat, the sound that my husband makes when he's like, that he makes this little like pet sound for my daughter and for me. It's like a little whistling sound. It's like, whoosh, whoosh. It's like a little whoosh, whoosh sound. And I hear that like as if he's in the car and he's like playing with my daughter in the back seat, and, or, you know, just if he's there and like, you know, playing around with us. And I, as I'm hearing it, I'm like, what am I hearing? This is so weird. Like, he's not here. What is happening? There's nothing in the car that can make that noise. There was no one around outside the car to whistle. Even though the car was moving and it was pretty loud. So it was just mystifying. And, so of course, immediately I think about him. And so I'm thinking about the kind of work he's probably starting on. And I'm like, you know, I want to call him. So I stop, and around the same time, like, I notice that my gas is really low. I need to like get gas. So I stop at a gas station, just like park for a second and call him. And I get him on the phone. I'm like, hey, are you okay? Like, and he's like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm just about to like start shoveling some gravel. He's like, why? I'm like, well, and I told him like what I heard, and he was like, that's weird. He was like poking fun at me because he knows that I listen to lots of ghost shows, and so he's like, maybe it's a ghost. And so I was like, I don't know what else it could be. I don't know what it could be. But I was like, okay, I'm glad you're fine. So I like hung up the phone and got gas, and nothing else happened. It was just so weird. So I don't know what it could possibly have been, and maybe, I don't know, what one can speculate. I tried to think of like anything else that's happened in the car, when I was in the car, anything like unexplained. And the only thing I could think of, it wasn't in the car I have now, but the car I have had before, the day before we sold it, and the day before I was about to, like the last day I had this car, the old car, I was sitting in my car eating lunch, on my lunch break from work, and I was just like eating, and it was quiet. I was in a parking lot, and all of a sudden I hear the noise that like one of the handle, like the, I don't know what you call those things, the handles on the above the door where you can like hang like things from the dry cleaners or whatever, you can like grab it as you pull out. It just like, it sounded like it, somebody had just pulled it and like let it like flick back up onto the top of the car. Like, it was that exact sound. And I, at first I was like, oh, like, what is that? That's weird. And because the car wasn't moving, and there wasn't anyone else in the car. And then I'm like, oh, it sounded like one of those handles. So I pulled it, and sure enough, it did. It was that sound. And so that's the only other time that anything weird has happened in the car with me, but again, it was a different car. So I don't know what you could say any of this was. I don't know if maybe I have something following me. I don't know why it would be and why it would make the sound that my husband makes when he's playing around with my daughter and or with me. But it doesn't seem to be bad. It seems to be kind of like playful, whatever it is. And anyways, I just I'd call it in since it was recent. Okay, tell me what you think. Bye-bye.
The famous last words before the thing turns evil and possesses everything. It doesn't seem evil or bad. Evil. It's not bad. You know, it seems nice. Wait till tomorrow and your child has glowing red eyes and its head is spinning.
You know what it reminded me of, though? It reminded me of me because my dad was the one who taught me how to drive and taught me everything about a car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, hey, taught me how to drive on black ice or how to drive a clutch. And he'd be the one next to me going, you riding that clutch? Are you riding that clutch? I'm like, no, my dad, my foot's kind of hovering on it. I think you're right. You're touching it. Put your foot down. So my dad was that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had several things happen in my car, different cars, that I always kind of thought of as my dad.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she's got someone like that who rides in her car to keep her safe.
You know?
I mean, it's a nice take on it, right?
It is.
That's what I always think with my dad. I'm like, I'll always be safe in my car. I've always felt that. And I shared one time the story when I almost got in a wreck and I heard a man's voice yell, speed up, which is weird because you want to hit the brake.
Yeah.
And it was like this man just, it was like somebody just yelled it and I sped up just as a car would have come on top of me. But I sped up. Had I slowed down, the car would have been on top of me.
Wow.
Because it got flipped up by a semi behind it.
Mm-hmm.
It was horrifying. But I definitely heard a man's voice.
And there's no other reason why you would have sped up.
No.
Because you'd have no knowledge that it was about to happen.
You almost get in a wreck because all the cars in front of me had stopped and it was a highway and this person was getting on the highway. They didn't see that everyone had stopped.
Yeah.
And it was on Kellogg. You've been on that road before here in Wichita. And so it's getting into that car's getting into that lane. I'm getting into that car's lane is what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like slow motion. When she got in my lane, it just came to a stop.
Yeah.
Which when all the traffic stops, what do? You go to stop. You don't speed up to get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did. And thank God. But it was the weirdest thing. I heard a voice.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's what I was thinking of as I was listening to her story, because that's a dad thing to do. Do the dad whistle thing. And which is kind of sweet that she would hear that. But when she first said that, I was like, oh my God, I hope her husband was okay.
Yeah.
And he was, so that's good.
I think it's very much something, you know, trying to help and try to be a guide.
I think it's, you know, it's a good thing. It just seems like someone's there and like, hey, I'm in your car keeping you safe.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like to think it is.
I agree. Thank you for sharing that story with us. We do greatly appreciate it. And that is going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, please become a supporter and EPP Extra Podcast person. You sign up at ghostpodcast.com or through patreon.com/realghoststories. $5 a month gets you access to all the bonus materials and advanced episodes. We greatly appreciate the support. Follow us on Instagram. Carol's at Carol Hughes. I'm at Tony Bruschi. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.